James Compton. Seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Jordan Avenue within the Morningside Village 2 subdivision. The 911 address is 11220 Jordan Avenue in Bridgeville, the zoning district AR1. Tax parcel is District 430, map 19, parcel 284. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed building. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening, Board.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tammy Compton, 11220 Jordan Avenue, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
We're seeking to build a pole shed on the back side of our property. And see where it says 10, there's like a 10-foot open space there between my home and the home next door. And Dale Wheatley's given me permission to use that. There's no other place in the whole development that has that open space. Mr. Wheatley said that he thought that it was for utility, some kind of utility easement or something like that, and he owns it, and he gave me permission to use it or whatever I need it for. I've maintained it for 18 years. If I hadn't have, it would be woods.
Mm-hmm.
So, and behind the home is the branch of the Nanticoke. It's part of the Nanticoke River branch. So no one can build behind there. Where the woods, it drops off probably 15 feet behind my house. So I'm nervous, I'm sorry.
No need to be nervous here.
I recently got married, and we combined two homes and
was that you?
Vehicles.
That's me.
And I have a little teeny shed now, and the garage that was built on the home is probably the same size as that little shed. So we have no room for anything, and we just would like to, we really need this shed. And if the size that we want is 30, or that we need is 30 by 40. So that would, if we did the 15-foot variance off of that 10-foot right-of-way there, it would put the shed behind the home, the pole barn behind the home, about 15 foot of it, and we couldn't drive into the building safely, and it would look. There's other buildings in our development that are 30 by 40. There's one that's 30 by 40 down the cul-de-sac, and in the cul-de-sac, and they didn't ask for a variance, and they built theirs, so like part of it's behind their house, and it's not appealing, but that they didn't know, I guess, to do this. And then there's a couple of other that are the same size.
In your packet, you have a letter from Melanie Robb.
She's my neighbor.
Could you tell me, or you could go up there and point to where she lives?
She lives right there.
Okay, so she...
And that's not really, that's not a true photo.
Yeah, understand.
They just built it's probably 35-foot-long garage. It's a three-car garage on the whole back of their house. So
she's the adjoining neighbor. This building would be next. Thank you.
This is more true. This
if you go back to the podium so we can get you on.
Sorry.
So we can get you on audio.
This is her house here, and you can see the...
Understand.
Her garage that they just put. It's a three-car garage. So. And then on the other side of the home is a big retention pond, and that neighbor there can't even see my house. So it's, and then the neighbors across the street, their homes don't face my home at all, our home. So it wouldn't be of any kind of anything.
Do you have a well and septic?
We have septic, and then we have tide water.
Okay.
And the septic is in the front yard this way. So the septic is here. The legs of it are out here. Mm-hmm. And the tanks are right there. So we can't use that side as far as putting. And plus the driveway's over there, so we'll just run the driveway back to it. I don't know what that 10-foot thing that driveway.
Sir, if you want to testify, you have to come up and be sworn in. Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
You state your name and address for the record.
James Compton, 11220 Jordan Avenue, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I certainly do.
Thank you.
Did they say a 10-foot? So we were looking for a 5-foot.
No, the 10-foot is the right-of-way there.
What's the closing barriers?
5-foot.
5-foot, I thought they said 10.
So, and we do have a permit to build the shed. It's been approved, an approved permit from the builder. She applied for that, and that was approved. The only thing on that was that on this particular
document,
she has 32 feet from the property line. At that time, we'd not had a survey done, and so we had a survey done, and it's not 32 feet, it's more like 15. So
that 10-foot right away, is it? It's level. I mean, the ground's
yes,
level.
Yes, I mow it.
It's not
every day.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know you talked about a branch being back there, so it's not. It's no kind of swale or drainage or anything like that.
The branch is back here.
Yeah, that's all.
Right back here, and there's a 20-foot drop off right there.
What I mean by a branch is it's a branch of the Nanticoke River,
right.
Which there's a. When you come up Rifle Range Road, there's a, see, that's all wetlands there.
Mm-hmm.
When you come off of Rifle, Rifle Range Road, there's a bridge, and that's part of the branch of the Nanticoke that goes through there. And so it's all, no one can ever build back there, so.
Ma'am, I've got a few things I want to clarify here. So I see the plot plan that appears to be provided by your builder, Dream Structures.
Mm-hmm.
And it
Is
says,
that this one?
Yes. And it says it's a 30-foot by 40-foot building.
Correct.
That's a pole building, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then they've got a little porch off of there.
Yes.
Your rear yard setback appears to be 20 feet.
Right.
Are you going to be more than 20 foot off the rear of your property line?
The building, I think we're going to be 15 feet, so we'll...
So you're going to be 5 foot into your rear yard setback?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We didn't realize that when we...
Until we
did,
got surveyed.
We did all
That's
this.
All right. I'm just want to clarify where this is things going to be positioned, what it's going to be look like, because this plot plan doesn't seem to be very helpful. I can see that it's not to scale, for example.
Pardon me?
Your plot plan, the buildings and the plot plan are not to scale.
Oh.
So my next question is, looking from the road, is the building 30 foot wide and 40 foot deep?
Yes.
Okay. So then are you going to have two overhead garage doors
yes,
on the
sir.
Front of the building?
Yes.
And the idea behind the amount of variance you asked for is you're wanting to move the building over enough that it's not behind your house.
Correct.
So the proposed porch is going to be behind the house, but the building itself will not.
Right, and there's a little, so out of the back garage, their garage door will be right there too. So there's also already a little
pedestrian door.
Yeah, there's already a sidewalk there, so it would just meet.
Okay, don't worry about it, it's all right, you're okay. I'm just trying to get my head around what all is going on here. So the size of this is necessary. I mean, 30 foot by 40 foot is a pretty substantially large building.
Right.
That is that needed based on the amount of possessions that you currently have?
Yes, sir.
Two households combining into one.
And
my from a previous life and hers from her previous life. Now we're together.
Right. So you're not asking for a larger building than what you already own? The possessions
No.
you already own?
Right.
Okay.
No. We're not going to try to collect more.
No.
Yeah,
no.
This isn't to give you room for more possessions beyond what you already have.
No, we don't want any more. We just want to protect what we have now.
Okay.
We need it to protect what we have now. Mm-hmm. Our vehicles are...
Understand.
Sure. Do you have anything else in the backyard, like buried tanks or trees
No.
or anything else?
Just a fire pit.
Okay.
A little circle fire pit. And I do have grass. That's not a tree.
I understand.
There is grass there.
That kind of looks like my yard.
Yeah.
No, there's grass now. I mowed it.
But the location is really just because you want to be able to get to both garage doors without your house being in the way.
We wouldn't be able to put
it's not feasible.
A garage door in the back.
Is a pole building this size going to be out of character for the neighborhood?
No.
There's another one two doors down.
Yep. Well, okay. No, it's three doors down. And then, like I said, the neighbors, they just built
and
a 35 foot.
Right there.
There's one right there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
One there. And then there's
and
one
the
right
neighbor there. Just built a 35 foot long three car garage onto their house. So.
Times are changing.
And I don't know. I mean, I actually work at Delaware Electric, and I designed that neighborhood. I designed all the electric where it goes in there. So I don't know why there would be a utility right away there, because there's no need for it.
You're not going to bring a utility through a wetland.
Right.
We don't have swamp trucks at the co-op.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Y'all may have a seat.
Thank you,
sir.
Have a couple questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Sharp has a few questions for you.
And looking at this this structure, I mean, Mr. Warfels brought up an interesting question, because the Dream Structures building would not appear to be scale. I do have some questions, and staff may want to look at this as to whether or not a rear yard variance is going to be needed based on that. And we have not advertised for a rear yard variance, so I didn't know if we had scaled that or not.
Great. Well, I was looking back on my research. I wasn't able to get a hold of the applicant, and I reached out to Dream Structures to find out. My understanding is that we were just looking for a side yard. I asked Dreamcatcher Structures, whatever, to draw this to scale. To me, I believe the building would be 32 feet off of the rear yard property line, which meets 20.
Yeah,
foot.
from a number standpoint, it would appear to match. It would 95 plus 40 is 135, and 32 is basically 166, which is
the length
depth
on
of
the side.
I was concentrating
on the side, to be honest. Cause
yeah,
that,
I mean,
that's
I'm
what
just
they were.
I'm looking at the length there, because there was a mention there about a rear yard, it projecting into the rear yard, and that poses a bit of a legal concern, because we didn't advertise for that, nor can the board grant that tonight if that was so needed. But I just wanted to make sure that all we were looking at and needed was the side yard.
That's the email indicated the side, that they spoke with the owner of the property. The side property line was actually supposed to be 5 feet from the proposed building. And so that's all we were focusing on that side.
Okay.
That's my answer.
So I do have two questions then for the applicant. Regarding the rear yard, Mr. Compton indicated it drops off. Does it drop off at all on your property?
No, sir.
Okay.
I've had a lot of dirt
Is there a fear about having anything too close to your rear property line because of that drop off? Did you look at turning it so that it is, instead of having it, the doors face the road, they're turned 90 degrees and have your driveway?
I wouldn't be able to drive in.
You wouldn't be able to, if you turned it and put it to behind your house, you wouldn't be able to turn your driveway into it?
Are you talking about facing the garages towards that vent, towards their yard?
Correct.
I don't think you can drive to the driveway.
There's not enough turning radius?
That's how they did theirs next door, but they have more room than we do.
Are you putting like boats, RVs?
No.
Okay.
We have a couple of classic cars that need to be in a garage and a motorcycle.
That porch that you're proposing, is that needed as part of that?
That's where the doorway will come out. That's where the door is.
Okay.
The door. You have the, front of that, the garage doors and then a door.
If you were to remove that, would you be able to move it close away from the side yard property line?
Pardon me? What do you mean?
The proposed porch that's on the interior of the proposed pole building, if that were to be removed, would you be able to move that off of the side property line, or would it make no difference?
That porch is covering a pedestrian door, so it's a rain shield for the pedestrian door, and it's also a rain shield for in the back. There's another, which it doesn't show here, there's another roll-up door for yard equipment. It doesn't show it, but in the very back, it doesn't show it on this, but there's another roll-up door in the very back for mowers and stuff like that to be put. So that overhang is for the pedestrian door, and
If we moved it any farther up, it would hinder being able to get in the backyard with any kind of lawnmower or anything like that. Yes.
It would impede any entrance or exit through the backyard.
We wanted to keep it at least where you could get through there with the lawnmower.
Some type of access.
Well, I guess my thought was if that wasn't there and you were able to move it closer to the house, that would give you more space on the side yard, would it not? To have that access to the rear?
Over on that side where the...
Well, for the variance on the side yard. Again, the lean-to porch is covering the pedestrian door. So to go in and out of the pedestrian door, you want some kind of rain shield. And also, like I said, on the roll-up door where the yard equipment will go into the back.
And now,
so
looking at
some type of
looking at this drawing, it looks like you've got your building and then you got a lean-to off the front and a lean-to off of the interior. Is that right?
No, not off the front. What you're looking at the front is just an apron.
Okay.
That's just the apron.
Just a concrete apron.
So the apron's just on the interior side.
It's
a little bit on the outside here. I think it's 3 foot and then 2 foot on the front.
Okay, so.
Because I was going to put
Is it 30 foot wide and then we have a 3 foot, 3 foot lean-to on the interior side?
It is.
This?
Is it just an apron or not? It's not a lean-to, it's just an apron.
It has a roof over top
of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's covered.
It's like 8 foot.
Okay.
And that's going to be...
It's 8 foot?
Yes, and it's...
So really it's 38 feet wide, the structure?
Just the patio is 8 foot
Okay,
wide.
But is the patio...
And that's going to be right exactly behind the garage door.
Okay. I'm trying to get my head around this, and maybe I'm being dense, but you got an 8 foot wide apron, and if we're looking at it from the road, okay, it this way. You got an 8 foot wide apron, and then you got a 30 foot wide building.
Right.
Okay. So it's 38 feet, really, not 30 feet. And then we've got 40 feet, it goes back, and we have a couple foot apron off the front.
Right. Yeah. You will not be able to see the porch from the road.
Okay.
The lean-to.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You don't mind me interjecting. Did the builder give you plans for this building? Building plans?
Well, we've gone back and forth with it.
But you don't have building plans tonight that we could look at to see what this is gonna look like?
I have it all written down.
Okay, no, that's fine.
It's not.
I was just hoping you had building plans.
For that building, not yet.
Okay.
It's still in the planning stage. We're still in trying to get, make sure that we get the permits correctly before we do any building.
Sure.
Through a wrench and everything, because I've been going with, doing this since January, and this whole thing is just.
I wanna go back and ask you something a little more that Mr. Sharp was asking about, to try to bring some clarity here. So the building itself is 30 feet wide, and you want it 5 foot off the setback, off the property line, so that's 35 feet. When I look at the survey, it appears that your house is 35 and a half feet off the property line. So essentially, this porch, this 8 by, I'm comparing back and forth between your plot plan and your survey, because your plot plan is not to scale.
Oh, it looks bad.
So this 8 foot by 10 foot porch is almost entirely behind your existing house.
The porch is, yes.
So removing that porch, you still have the problem of, if you're gonna move, then you're still gonna be moving the building behind the house.
Yes.
Am I understanding that correctly?
Do you wanna keep the actual structure itself?
Behind, over here, away from behind the house.
Away so that it's not behind the house.
That would look.
Because then what happens if the structure is behind the house, then you have to take the driveway and go behind the house.
Then you can't.
We don't have room for that.
I don't wanna hit the house.
She might.
I'm just trying to compare back and forth between the site plan, which is to scale, and a plot plan that's not to scale, and these dimensions, and figuring out what's actually going on.
So the actual structure, and not the lean-to, the actual structure of the building, will not be behind the house. So the driveway will come up, and the structure will not be behind the house. That way, that when we put the actual driveway in, you don't have to go behind the house. It would just look stupid. And it's impractical. It's why would you do that? So the little lean-to is actually might be behind the house a little bit.
This is wrong. This actually is here, where it's supposed to be. This is off, way off. So this yellow line should be right here where I have this fence. So if you put the shed here, you're thinking it's over here and you go 5 foot, well, you got a lot of room, but you really don't, because this actually is right.
You're actually
here.
Looking at a shed over there.
Yeah, and their fence, it looks like their fence is on the right of way, which it's
And you're
not.
Looking at another shadow.
Yeah, well, no, it's just the way it says it. You only have their
Well, on the map. Google Maps, sir, you're looking at shadows.
Because when we first looked at this, because what I do, I pull up the maps every day when I look at different lots and stuff like that for the job that I do. And I was like, wow, we have a lot of room here. But then when we had the surveyor come out, we didn't. It's not what it looks like on here. So
at the end of the day, we're combining two homes into one. We have, between her and I, we have a couple of nice vehicles that need to be undercover, and we need that.
If you can see that garage that's on there, it's like as big as a cracker box.
Our vehicles to protect our property that we have. Right now, everything's kind of sitting outside.
Yes.
And the weather is beating us up. And so we want to build the structure so that we have a room to put.
We have a need for it.
Yep.
And it's not going to bother anybody.
Nobody. And our neighbor says she's completely fine.
And Dale, Mr. Wheatley from the Homeowners Association gave approval.
I have another thing I want to ask you about here, looking at the survey. Here again, the survey is to scale, so that's what I'm looking at. It appears that you have the distance from the rear of your house to the rear property line appears to be a little more than 60 feet. Are you looking at that survey?
Is this what you're talking about?
Correct, that's the survey. It looks like you have about 60 feet. A little more than 60 feet, maybe. I'm just eyeballing it, but I
Is that to the variance line or back to the back?
To the property line.
Okay.
And then you lose 20 feet because your rear yard setback's 20 feet. That leaves you with about 40 feet.
Okay, so we're
good. And your building depth is about 40 feet. I guess because we don't have we don't have this put on a survey to scale, I can't even tell if you have enough distance between your proposed building and your house that you could even walk between there.
Between the house and
between the house and the new pole building?
Yeah, we've pinned it. We have flags. We've been flagging it, picking it up, mowing, flagging, picking it
mm-hmm.
up. I have a wheel that I
just want to make
on.
Sure you understand. We cannot give you a variance on the rear yard setback tonight.
Okay.
Because that wasn't advertised for. We can only give you a variance on the side yard setback. So if we were to approve it tonight, you're still limited to that 20-foot rear yard setback.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we would have to adjust the building.
We would have to
make it smaller.
Okay.
But I'm kind of piecing together in my mind where this 30-foot by 40-foot came from. Because I'm looking at the distance on the survey and I'm seeing that you have about 40 feet between your rear yard setback and your house. And I'm seeing the 35 feet from the side of your house to the side of the to your side property line. So if you have a 30-foot wide building, that leaves you with 5-foot setback on the side. I'm piecing together in my mind where this is all kind of coming from.
It's very narrow.
Well, you park two vehicles together and you take a tape measure.
That's
and
what
you
we
see
did.
See how long those two vehicles are. And how much room that we need, and that's what we kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
But if we need to shrink the length of the building, that's completely
doable because we haven't paid them any money. They wanted some, but we didn't give it to them because we haven't been here yet.
So the rear variance is adjustable. The side variance is what the problem is.
Okay.
So as long as we get the side variance, then we'll just shrink the building a little bit. We'll just make it fit in there. But having the width to put two cars and all our stuff.
Trucks.
Two vehicles, whatever, for the garage doors and have the road, have the driveway able to go up and tie in and look aesthetically mm-hmm. proper for the area, that's what's important. We don't want to look
like that.
We don't want to look.
I just want you to understand that, as Mr. Warfel said, on the rear setback, if you go into that and it wasn't advertised, so this variance, if we, you know, if it gets approved this evening, when you come, then they come to do your CO and your final inspection,
right.
That will be checked.
Okay.
So. Just so
that's
you know,
why we're
so
here.
If not,
that's
you'll be back here.
That's why we're here.
That's why we brought it up. And would that be something that we need to go ahead and do, like file for,
That's up to you on the size of the building you want.
Okay, we'll probably just
shrink it. Just adjust the size.
We can only talk
the length
about
of the building
the side yard the setback.
Okay.
That's doable.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
You all may have a seat if everybody's done. If you would like, you can stand up if you'd like to, it's fine. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12841 for Tammy and James Compton?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. All right, we have a caller on the line. Caller, please state your name and you will have the floor.
Hi, my name is Melanie Robb. I'm the Compton's neighbor.
Hi, Ms. Robb. This is James Sharp. I'm the board's attorney. Can you hear me?
I can.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. The floor is yours.
Thank you. And thank you for making this available virtually. I could not make it in person. I know that Tammy provided the letter, but my husband and I just wanted to verbally state as well, we do not have any issues with an approval for this variance. Honestly, Tammy and Jim have one of the nicest homes in our neighborhood. The only reason I have bushes or trees is because of them. I honestly think that this barn, the renderings that they had, is beautiful. It's going to make our neighborhood look nicer. In the last several years, several of us have added either garages or pole barns or sheds or additions. You know, we've been making a lot of improvements. Our neighborhood's almost 20 years old now. And like I said, we really just wanted to say that we, as really the only neighbors impacted, do not have a single issue or concern with this being approved.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Operator, is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12841?
If there's anyone else on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12841 for Tammy and James Compton. Entertain a motion.
Move that we approve case number 12841 for Tammy and James Compton for the requested variances. As I believe they will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, represents the minimum necessary to afford relief, and with the understanding that there will be no impact on the rear setback line of the property.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
I'm not convinced a building of this size is really in need. I'm voting nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. So with a vote of 4-1, your case is approved.